Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from March 3rd until March 10th, 2021. We're going to look at the overall energies and transits that are happening this week as we see three planets in Pisces, three planets in Aquarius, and Mars is entering Gemini. So we'll be talking about all of that in today's podcast episode. For those of you who listen regularly, thank you so much for joining me yet again for another episode. And for those who have just discovered this podcast, welcome. And I hope that you find something that resonates and supports you on your journey now. I discuss astrology from the Western astrology perspective, which is a different system than the Vedic sidereal astrology. Although both systems are useful, both systems are accurate, and both systems have value. And this is where astrology is very exciting because it shows us even more ways that the energies can show up and be working with us and be right on and spot on for our lives. And then I also discuss astrology through the lens of energies, soul growth, and intuitive guidance. And that's a bit of what comes through for every episode. And in fact, I wanted to start with two messages that have been coming through really strongly over the past few days. And the first message is that everyone is welcome here. The energy of this podcast is inclusive, it's open, it's meant to be a space where anyone can listen and, of course, hopefully benefit from this information. But I think it's very important to let it be clear that everyone is welcome here, regardless of what you believe or what's important to you, regardless of your political position, your cultural experiences, and where you're at in wherever you're at on your journey. That is never something anyone else can fully understand or even judge. It's something that is very personal and is very much about who we are in this lifetime, what we're learning, how we're growing, and also the energies that we came in with to work with. So I want to be very clear about the fact that everyone is welcome here and that I hope this can be a space of openness. Of course, there are some things that will not ever be tolerated, such as hate speech, any type of discrimination, any type of attacks, and also any kind of shaming. And this can happen at times where when people disagree with us or they don't have the same opinion, there can be those shameful words or attacks. And this is a space where we rise above that. We rise above the division and the polarities of the 3D. We go higher. And in fact, that can be one of our biggest lessons in life, is how to rise above that. It's also very timely with the South Node in Sagittarius, where we're looking at what we do believe and how it has guided us, how it has formed certain judgments or expectations, how it's formed certain assumptions and opinions. Because of course, for whatever you believe or whatever I believe, there's going to be someone who believes the exact opposite for equally valid reasons for them. So we have an opportunity here to continue to open up our energies, to spiral up, and to stay open to how we can grow and expand above the 3D matrix that wants to keep us divided, that wants to keep us in a place of even being unconsciously at war with each other. I feel this these days through a lot of confusion or a lot of information or a lot of things coming in that can leave us really questioning and perhaps wondering what is true, what is false, what is accurate, what is real. And this is where our intuition guides us. This is where our spiritual gifts guide us. And this is where we can also stay open to what we're continually learning. And that's why everyone is welcome and we all can go higher in those perspectives and energies. The other message that's been coming through really strongly, especially since Monday's podcast, is that I felt the energy of Joan of Arc show up. And Joan of Arc was in a physical body in the 15th century in France and was known for being a heroine and a warrior and a leader for what she believed in and what she was fighting for. But the energy that I was feeling was not so much about the physical experiences of Joan of Arc. It was more of a consciousness. And it came through as the simple quote that she's known for, which has been interpreted as, "I'm not afraid. I was born for this. I'm not afraid. The energy came through as a consciousness, as an energy field, and as a really strong reminder right now to not be afraid of yourself, of your gifts, to not be afraid of who you are now or who you're becoming and who you are evolving into even more with every day, week, month. The energy came through as something that was tied to the soul's essence, almost like this remembrance of the soul's frequency, the soul's energy field before we take a body, where the soul doesn't hold the vibration of fear. That's a human experience. That's a human energy. The soul doesn't have that message sitting in its energy field. It is an openness. It's a sense of possibility and determination and very expansive energies. And I felt this coming through as a timely reminder that you also have a connection to your own soul's essence that holds no fear, that doesn't even know what that means, that doesn't even have any cognizant understanding. And it's because we can be so detached from the soul's essence at times that we forget we have access to those parts of our energy field that are always powerful, filled with light, filled with courage, and filled with confidence. So I felt this energy of Joan of Arc, the consciousness of it coming through as a reminder that we each can tap into the parts of ourselves that are not afraid. Now, in our human experience, we're going to have fears come up. That's just part of this roller coaster ride. And it would not be a fair expectation of ourselves to think that we're always going to be fearless or that we're not going to have those emotions come up. But this was so clear and it was such a beautiful energy, very powerful, very strong. And I felt it as this reminder that throughout human history, throughout the cycles of time and the ongoing spiraling energies of consciousness, we have had to dig deep to access parts of ourselves that hold this frequency, that hold this vibration of feeling strong in who you are and the eternal connection to that part of yourself that, again, has no fear about being in a human body. Because part of the decision to enter into this earth plane and to come here and participate in a physical body is that the soul had intentions, the soul had certain reasons and themes and lessons and karma and everything that it was looking to experience here in this physical adventure. But we also have that connection to, I was born for this. I am here for this. I am not afraid. And I felt the energy as remembering, don't be afraid of your power. Don't be afraid of your choices. Don't be afraid of your feelings or what feels correct for you. Don't be afraid of who you are. And I felt it instantly connected to the energy of Saturn in Aquarius, sextiling Chiron in Aries. And these two energies are going to be in conversation all throughout 2021. And this is a strengthening of self. This is where perhaps over the past year or so, perhaps even longer, something's come up that's maybe felt very vulnerable, very uncertain. It's brought about a weakness. It's brought about a fear. It's maybe pulled you under and just felt like this aimless wandering or this sense of, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what I want. Brings up lots of questions first. The Chiron energy can be felt as our fears and insecurities, the parts of us that are emotional because we're healing a lot at very deep levels. Now the Saturn energy comes through to support Chiron and brings in a perspective, the bigger perspective of it all in Aquarius, the bigger understanding, the higher viewpoint of what you've been moving through, what you've been healing, and what you've been learning about yourself. And that's because both Aquarius and Aries energies support the individuation of, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is how I identify myself in this lifetime. And there has been this emergence of new energies that we have been talking about. There's been a falling away of layers. There's been the blossoming of new energies, but there's also been this cracking away of old self, old habits, old patterns, old emotional experiences. And it's almost been, it feels like ready or not, this is happening. Almost like there could have been times you didn't want this to be the case. You didn't want to go through something as deeply as you needed to go through it. And it's right on time. It's right on time. And now we have support this year to keep going and to not be afraid of yourself or of who you are now or what is coming up for you next or the next path. This is a very inspiring energy, but I see it as very powerful and has lots of light codes. I'm seeing it as very yellow and white. There's an effervescence to it. There's a sense of expansion with it. So how this energy also came in is that it was shown to me as helping to clear out anything that may be stuck in the seven chakras. And cleaning our chakras is an ongoing exercise, simply like daily showers or taking care of your hygiene. It's like the daily cleansing of energies. So the way that our chakras spin when they're at their optimum energy cycle, it's like they're able to move faster, and that's how we can feel stronger chi. We can feel their stronger movement in our lives. And I'm feeling like there is the opportunity right now, especially with three planets in Pisces, to do some very deep spiritual cleaning, spiritually and energetically busting out anything that has felt heavy, lower, dense. Yes, I've talked about this regularly, and it's just an ongoing way that we support our own energy systems. We have Venus in Pisces, the Sun in Pisces, and Neptune in Pisces right now. And they are all in Pisces showing us what is complete and how to release ourselves from an energy or from a cycle, from something that is no longer connected with the truth of who we are. And this is a cleansing, an unraveling, and a release that is quite deep, quite personal. And I feel it as an opportunity to honor yourself, honor what you've been through, honor what you've learned, honor what you've come to understand about who you are that you didn't know you were before. And this goes back to that authentic self that is getting stronger, brighter, bigger, rising up. It's that authentic self that is coming through in various layers of our being. And to embrace it, to welcome it, and it, once again, to know that there's many gifts that are coming through at this time as we honor and embrace these authentic parts of ourselves. Now, if you know your history, you know that Joan of Arc did not have a happy ending in that lifetime, and she was burned at the stake, is what history has documented. There were many ways that she was courageous and brave, especially for a female at that time in 15th century France. And the energy on the planet was certainly very, very different than what it is now. But it is up to us to keep the energy spiraling up, to keep it moving forward, to keep accessing our power, our light, our confidence, and what we need in order to be the best versions of ourselves right now. So know that this is something you can access in your own soul's energy field, and it could even feel a little bit further out. I'm seeing it as energy that might not be right in the aura. It could feel like it's further outside of your energy field, but you can certainly tap into it, trust what feels right for you to access it, but you can also ask for the downloads of that energy to come in and support you now. And more specifically, that would be asking for support from your soul's energy field to help you tap into your own power, your own strength, your own light, and to tap into that vibration that has no fear, that has no concept or understanding of fear. Because what I'm seeing is that as that energy is invited into your energy field, it then can fill up different parts of you or different parts of your chakra system that strengthens you and that will permanently shift your own energy field. The other thing that has come through that I'm being guided to share with you has to do with past lives and how many people have felt like they were Joan of Arc, that storyline, the energies, all of that strongly resonates with them. And what I've been shown around this is that it's all true because these timelines are happening still right now. Time is always open and there is no real past, present, or future because all the timelines are currently in motion and they're all overlapping. So if you were to look at it as a three-lane highway, past, present, future, each one is its own lane, that might be how we at first view time. But what they're showing me is that time is so subjective and that in fact it's overlaps where those three highway lanes are actually all on top of each other. There's no lanes, there's no boundaries, and it's all in the current now. And I know some of you already know this and understand this, but what they're showing me is that that's why so many people resonate with different historical figures, different storylines, different archetypes, different themes, because the soul is continually coming in to the physical body to have these different experiences. So for example, the Joan of Arc energy is very alive right now, as are all energies of all people across all timelines. Yes, this can be complicated at first for the mind to grasp and understand, but it's all happening right now. And that's why there's many different soul experiences that are continually unfolding and are simultaneous in the present moment. This is also why they've shown this energy to me as a consciousness. It's a bit like I'm going to choose to experience the consciousness of a certain individual or a certain experience they had. And this is where the energies start to overlap. And this is why it's universal. This is also why some stories are really big in history, because many people have felt that they've been that person or they've had that exact experience. And my understanding that they're showing me is that it's all accurate. Yes, you know, there are millions of people who have been Joan of Arc because that energy is happening right now. They're at different places on their soul's journey. They're experiencing different timelines and they are participating in different themes that are meant to heal their soul. So I hope that makes sense. Again, I know that can be complicated and even sound convoluted because it's outside of our linear processing and the ways that we view time, especially on a daily basis. And some things can even sound more confusing during Pisces season, but we feel into it more. We're able to intuit and feel like this is true, or I resonate with this, or something comes through that just connects with you. So I hope any or all of this information is supporting you and helping you access your own connection to your fearlessness and to your own light and sense of power that you came into this lifetime with. So here we are moving through the next week, and we now have Mars entering Gemini. Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac. It is the first air sign, and because it's the first air sign, it's how we begin to conceptualize information, how we perceive, how we communicate, our mental processes. Gemini is associated with our first learning experiences when we were younger, such as the basics of reading, writing, arithmetic, how we experience school, our siblings, our peers, everything that we first started to take in our local environments and in our local world. So the Mars and energy entering Gemini is activating more of these Mars qualities around how we think, what we want, how we go after what we want, how we take steps and measures to assert ourselves. Mars is the masculine energy that is about our desires, our physical body, what we want, and how we're also meant to develop a sense of self, a sense of confidence in ourselves in this lifetime. So Mars entering Gemini becomes quite active. He becomes a multitasker and a busybody. This is where life tends to pick up speed, where there's more to do, there's more you want to get done. You could feel like now you have the energy to do something that's been sitting on the back burner. Mars is going to be in Gemini for a number of weeks until April 23rd and then moves into Cancer, where Mars is much less effective and has a different operating system that he uses when he's in Cancer. So when Mars is in Gemini from now until April 23rd, April 24th, it's a wonderful time to move ahead, to do what you need to do and get things done, because you might even feel inspired. You might have ideas click, solutions show up. You may have a sense of the details are coming together and you're ready to take some next steps. There is a sense here of movement, and that it does affect our local environments. It does affect our local communities, restaurants, bars, gyms, schools, libraries. These are all in the Gemini local environment. And so with Mars here, there's a desire for movement, to perhaps we'll see some changes in the lockdown or quarantine regulations, if you're still experiencing those. I think that as this Mars makes connections to both Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, we are going to see changes in what we're ready to do next in terms of those COVID regulations and what's been happening at a local level, wherever you may be. So as Mars gets to 9 and 10 degrees of Gemini, which will be later in March, that's when Mars will trine Saturn. So it could be interesting here over the next few weeks to see what starts to open up, what starts to shift, what starts to change, where there is more movement, more possibility, more choices. And you could also feel this in your own energy field as a restlessness, as I'm ready to do something, I want to keep moving. And this is a Mars that is good with short-term endeavors, short-term projects. This is the sprinter that can race from here to there and be done and move on to the next thing. So this Mars in Gemini is not about long-term commitments, long-term projects, long-term ideas. It's more about what do you need to do right now in the short term that connects with you, that suits your energy, that is inspiring and motivating. And this is also when you could have two things happening simultaneously, two conversations, two projects, something that is satisfying to your left brain and something that's satisfying to the right brain. And this is where the busyness comes in, where you move back and forth between different parts of yourself, different things that are inspiring, that are motivating, and maybe realize, I have all these things in front of me and I'm not getting anything done. I'm just working on them. It is important to note that not only is Mars in Gemini, but we have these three planets in Pisces, Venus, Sun, and Neptune in Pisces. And both Pisces and Gemini energies are about duality, are about the ability to handle two things at once. And in fact, when someone has strong Pisces and Gemini in their chart, that is one of your gifts, is that you're able to do two things at once in this area of your life. You are a multitasker. There are different intentions here, where the Gemini energy is looking to basically balance its own energy field, as I mentioned with the brain, where you're doing something really interesting and stimulating for the left brain, and then you're doing something really fascinating and fun in the right brain. The Pisces energy is more about the duality between energy fields of our physical self and our spiritual self. And that's where, okay, I can do something for a short period of time, and then I need a break. Then I need downtime. Then I need to do nothing. And that's how the energy is balanced. So this is a week to be aware of where your energy is going. Are you stretching too much? Meaning, are you over-promising? Is there too much in front of you and it just feels exhausting? Are you being pulled in too many directions? You'll want to manage that. You'll want to give yourself more time, perhaps, and adjust your commitments, because there could be a part of you that doesn't want to bother with some things for the long term. You just want to take care of it today or this week and then be free to move on to the next thing next week. Both Gemini and Pisces energies are about adapting and change. They want to have choices and be able to adapt and adjust as needed. So there could be a sense of going with the flow, following what you enjoy, allowing something to happen right now, and to not think that it has to be an ongoing long-term endeavor. Also, this week on March 4th and March 5th, we're going to see Jupiter in Aquarius conjunct Mercury in Aquarius. This is the third and final conjunction between Mercury and Jupiter. It will happen at 17 degrees of Aquarius. And this is an energy of excitement, big plans, big ideas. And it does pertain to anything you've been considering or contemplating since January. And that's because Mercury and Jupiter first met up in January with an idea. They met up at 5 degrees of Aquarius, January 11th and 12th. And then some things were considered and thought through and questioned. Perhaps new information, new details came in throughout February. And now in March, what do you want to do with it? What is accurate for you? What is best for you? What has been exciting to consider or work with? This is a very creative energy filled with new ideas. There's a sense of new possibilities, the new visions coming in that can help you focus on what you want next, where you're going, and what is right for your next steps, for your future plans. Whatever you've been thinking through or questioning, considering, pondering, this could be a week when you really have something lock into gear and there's a yes. There's a sense of this is what it looks like. This is what's best. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to go for this. It does have a sense of opportunity, which is the Jupiter energy. And Jupiter makes things easier. It actually makes the flow happen. It brings in more fun as well in Aquarius. I feel like this is a very exciting energy. It's not new. It's something that has been percolating since January. And you could see something from a higher perspective now. You can have that, aha, I've got it. This makes sense. This is correct for me. This is what I want. This is where I'm ready to go next. This can also mean a lot of information, a lot of stimuli, a lot of conversations happening. Aquarius is about many people. So there's many layers of this, whether there's many people involved. It's a group project, a group situation, something that is about multiple energies coming together. And again, it clicks or it locks into gear. So I hope that brings you some good news. That's the other thing that can happen with this Mercury conjunct Jupiter. It's good news. It's positive. It's about the next steps and development. And frankly, any day is a good day for good news. So I hope that maybe shows up for you. You'd want to look at where 17 degrees of Aquarius is in your natal chart. And that's where this energy is going to be working with you. Although it does move quickly because of Mercury moving fast, but Jupiter is going to help with what is needed and what those next steps might be. Over the course of this week, we also have some energy lulls, meaning that things are calmer, softer, quieter. This could be working with you differently, of course, because of how the transiting energies will be working in your own chart and with your natal energies in a very specific way. But the general energy is that there is a quietness to this week. It is perhaps feeling more receptive, more open. There could be parts of you that are feeling softer, more emotional, and more sensitive, which is all very beautiful. It's all showing you more of your energy, more of who you are, more of the messages you're able to receive and take in. On March 10th, we have the Sun conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees. This happens once a year. And whenever the Sun and Neptune are conjunct in Pisces, we don't want to do anything. There's a sense of feeling more tired. You could feel more emotional. You could feel more sensitive and more intuitive. This could be your body also signaling that you're ready for a break, that you need more sleep and more downtime. So again, that's on March 10th. And every year when the Sun is conjunct Neptune, we also have greater support to rise up above our human existence, to go beyond the physical world and tap into more energies that are available to us, but we don't always see or we don't always feel or connect with. So this is going to be a really good week to go easy on yourself, to take a break, to trust the energies as they're coming through, to trust what you feel, and to know that the Pisces intention is to remind us that we are bigger than this one human experience. We are bigger than this body. We are more than just what our self-identity has formed. And there's an opportunity here to not only go higher, but to expand beyond who you've known yourself to be. One of the gifts and the confusion with Pisces is that it's where we can be ego-less, where we step away from what we thought we were, where we don't have limits and we don't have boundaries. Clearly, these can be problems in the physical world if we don't have boundaries. But in a spiritual, energetic sense, when you go higher into that limitless area of your energy field, there's a freedom. There's a freedom, an openness, a higher perspective. And it's a bit like joining your higher self and understanding what your higher self is experiencing. And this could even be about your whole lifetime. You could have some understandings around your own life themes, you know, the things that you've been repeating in this life, you've been learning, you've been healing, things that have been perhaps very slow going at times. When you go into this higher realm of these Pisces energies, you're also reconnecting with self-compassion, self-forgiveness, unconditional love, and self-acceptance. And these are very beautiful, soft energies. They feel very effervescent, very kind, very loving. And you can also integrate them into your physical self, into your energy fields, into your chakras, into whatever feels right for you. There's something very supportive here. There's something very loving and kind. And even when you tap into this energy is when you can feel the tears or when you can feel very emotional, because I'm seeing it happen in two realms. I feel like the emotions that rise up are also a remembrance of the soul's frequency. It's a remembrance of pure love, unconditional self-acceptance that is very high vibrating and beautiful. And then the other area where the emotions can rise up is in the human experience of what you're ready to release. Anything that you have pushed down or held back, anything that has been kind of lodged into the energy because it's been maybe too big to feel, but you release that and it also is an opening and a softening. So I'm feeling this Pisces energy is a very beautiful experience this year. And I can remember what did not feel that way last year, and it didn't feel that way the years before. And so this feels very fresh. It feels very new, very soft. I also feel it as a wonderful support system for how we've changed in very big ways in recent years. Oh, okay. And then they're showing it to me as it's the bigger downloads of divine feminine energies that are supporting all of us right now, that are coming through and coming in to balance our energies, to also get us out of our minds. Because if we spend too much time in our mind, we can overrun our systems. It's almost like you can overrun your mental systems, your nervous system, your neurological pathways. It's like all this stuff can be overactive. Now is a time to go into more that is just simply love. It's just simply these messages of acceptance for everything. And I feel like for some people, this is a very new energy. It's almost like maybe you've never felt this before in your whole life because of where you were at on your journey or what you were going through, what was happening. And now you've reached a point in your consciousness where you feel it and you can't maybe put words to it. You just sense it. You just feel it. And I feel it as a forgiveness. Okay, Okay, this feels really big because I felt the energy drop as a heaviness of where we have been feeling self-judgment, self-blame, self-sabotage, self-hatred, the parts of ourselves that have been essentially really hard on our own human experience. And I'm feeling this related to also addiction and any habits or routines, especially anything obsessive that has been really difficult to move through. And I feel that the energy gets stuck in something called unforgiveness, with unforgiveness being this middle place where we can hold ourselves hostage. It's like a freeze. It's like frozen in something. The energy is frozen. It's just stuck. It's sort of this sense of, okay, there's things maybe you've understood and you know and you get it, but it's held captive in unforgiveness. And I'm seeing this unforgiveness as a very heavy, dark block, kind of like a brick, only it looks like a square. And it's the energy of what we have accumulated against ourselves, where you've held yourself in an energy of unforgiveness that could still be present, a burden, a responsibility, a heartache. It's where we're hard on ourselves. And I'm seeing this square brick as different sizes, kind of like small, medium, large, extra large, because it's working with different people in different ways. It's an unforgiveness energy because there hasn't been a new energy that's come in yet to allow that to dissolve or be complete. And the imagery I'm getting is that if this feels true for you, of course, only you know, this is something that is self-verifying and only you know this for yourself. But the visual I'm getting is if you feel that energy of unforgiveness and if you can see it as a brick, I'm seeing it as then this really beautiful hot air balloon, pulling it away, floating it away, removing it. And then there's energy that can come in, that can come into the space that's softer and it's very gentle. And it has no expectations and it has no intentions. It feels like the energy of pure acceptance, unconditional love, pure forgiveness. Like there's no agenda. It's just this very beautiful energy that is softening where we've been holding ourselves hostage to anything from the past, anything maybe even in the here and now, anything from past lives, repeating themes, repeating anything that has been frozen in the energy field. This is a beautiful week, a beautiful time to allow it to drift away or to float away and just visualize that. I feel again, it's a very soft, gentle energy. Just visualize that. Although you could feel that you want to write it out, which is part of the Mars in Gemini, where you write out a soul letter. You write out a letter to someone. You write out a letter to yourself. You write out a letter to any part of yourself that is feeling this energy intensely. There are different ways to move this. So certainly trust whatever feels right for you, wherever you're invigorated and you're inspired. But what I'm feeling is that this is part of a really big clearing out that we don't have to consciously understand. And you don't have to go back into the story of it all, although that is certainly a normal reflex that we have where let me think about this some more, let me go through this or review this. I feel like it's just about practicing that release. And maybe it's something that you practice every day, you know, before you go to sleep or as you get up in the morning, you just visualize a brick floating away. And that is the way the energy will leave. And then you also visualize a very soft, kind, gentle energy coming in that is connected to these higher divine feminine energies that are simply wanting to embrace the physical part of our experiences. Meaning, I feel it as it's the part of us that is looking for acceptance, and I'm getting the image of being held, that just wants to be held, and that calms down so much. I hope this has been helpful or interesting, and I hope that this maybe is a useful visualization to work with over the next week, because the energy is calmer, it is softer. At times, it could feel bigger because, yes, we still have three planets in Aquarius that are very active, very mental, very much about what can be done next, and it's very creative energy. But there's also this support for the softening, the gentleness, the calm, and that there's support for the removal, the release, and the parts of yourself that you are no longer wanting or needing to carry. This energy just feels so beautiful, and I hope you're feeling that in some ways or able to sense that over the next week, because there is a lot of support right now. I'm feeling a lot of support for us at all of our energy layers. So as always, trust what feels right for you every day, because the energies tend to shift in big ways throughout the week. And I know that some days I'll feel tons of energy and it's really big, or it's really intense, or it's really emotional. And then it moves through and there's that quiet or that calm and a sense of downtime. And then it can feel like it rises back up. So we are riding some big waves. We are surfing here. We're surfing through the cosmic weather. But I hope this is also reminding you of your own power, your own light, your own abilities, and your own soul's intentions to be here on the planet at this time. So thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. I will be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast. You can subscribe on any podcast system that you listen to, any distribution system that you pick up these podcasts from. And also, please check out my YouTube channel, where you'll find more about my current teachings and videos. I did release the Pisces New Moon video that is available on YouTube, and it goes through the chart for that March 13th Pisces New Moon. And I hope that helps you pinpoint more of what you're releasing and moving through, as well as more of what you are coming to understand about your own journey. For those of you who have asked, yes, you can still buy the March 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar that has 4 individual videos discussing all the transits of March, plus the new moon, the Libra full moon, and the Aries equinox. And if you use coupon code Pisces at checkout, you get it all for $11. And I hope that helps you with these energies that are quite lovely at this time. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here very soon, and I wish you a beautiful week ahead.